Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Hello, my love. Okay, on the podcast today, I want to share with you a money mindset hack. This came up because I've been speaking to some of my clients who are feeling the pinch right now. It has been a really wild time after COVID, after the pandemic. The money side of things, the interest rates, homes, buying food, all of the cost of living stuff that's happening. And I've got a lot of friends and family in America, and I know that my beautiful country of America is feeling it. But here in Australia, which is a super rich country, and like as an American, I'm like, Australia's rich. But people are feeling it here now too. And so I thought that I could share the one biggest mindset hack around money that has really supported me. And I'll say this, that I grew up on food stamps, food donations to a single mother who we struggled. Our food stamps got declined, okay? Like we had to take the bus when that shit was not cool. We had a lot of money stories. I had a lot of money stories growing up with my mom who was like, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. It just felt like scarcity and a half growing up. And so I grew up with all of the terrible, horrible money beliefs. And it wasn't until joining a business community that I started to learn around my mindset and what I thought about money and how negative it was and how it wasn't actually going to help me or support me to become wealthy, to make money, to get around money. And I think a lot of us push money away or push dealing with that stuff, the numbers, away. Many of the women that I coach that are in business, it's not their strong suit. Not all of them, but many of them. Their husband does it, or nobody does it, or they're like, I don't want to look at it. And, you know, I think that I was exactly the same. So I understand and I empathize with that. And I'm sharing this because we can't be doing that. Whether you're in business or you work or you're a stay-at-home mom, doesn't matter what your situation is, we all need to get better with our money. You know, the theme this year was about counting her in IWD theme. And I feel like everything I spoke about this year was like count yourself in. And one of the points that I shared was we need to overcome our money stories. And in order to overcome them, we need to become aware of them. And so as you're listening to me and listening to this podcast, what do you feel about money? What do you think about money? How does the word money make you feel? What are your stories around money? What's your earliest memory around money? What do you think of when you think of people with money? What picture floods your head? Are there judgments? Are there statements? Are there negative or positive affirmations around money? Who taught you about money? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I want you to think about this later. I want you to journal on this, do some work on this, just to enlighten yourself around what you think about money and your relationship with money. Some people are super triggered about money, and others are really open to discuss it. And so just check in with where you're at with that. So I remember being in this program and I was watching a conversation. So one of my friends at the time wanted to go to this event and she had to get on an airplane, buy a ticket, buy a hotel and spend time traveling to this place. And I think it was like $800. And I was watching another friend of ours kind of coach her on this. And so my friend was like, I don't have the money. Like, I don't think I can go. I don't have the money. How am I going to have the money? I don't have the money for that. And the lady that I was watching, I could see her mind like ticking and changing and being like, whoa. And she was like, no, no, no. You're looking at this the wrong way. She was like, you can't tell yourself that you don't have the money because it's a dead end and it's not going to go anywhere. And imagine if you've ever said, I just don't have the time. I just can't do this. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. I don't have the money. There's no solution, right? Like that's it, final, end, wool. And so she was like, instead, I want you to flip the script and I want you to think about how you could create the money. What could you do to create the money? Ooh. And I was like, pyong, like my head just exploded. My head exploded. And I got it, like at a visceral, like at a deep body level, what she said to her, I watched and I got it. And I was like, and I remember to this day, like watching her say it and watching me watch her listen and me getting it. And I'm telling you right now, that is the way that I look at money right now, forever, since then. And that was years ago, almost 10 years ago. So when I know that I wanna do something, I'm gonna create it. So whenever Hamish and I are chatting, my husband, he's very realistic. He's really like, he pays the bills, he does the things, and he's realistic. And you need realism. Like, of course you do. And then I live up in the clouds believing shit that's still not here. That's just the way I am. I've been like that. I don't know why. I don't know how. Thank you, spirit. I'm that way. So I believe it before I see it. I know it. I'm like, this is happening. And I know that if I know it's happening, what I desire, I just need to continue walking and being who I am and doing what I need to do and trusting that it's coming. I trust that it's coming fully. So I don't stress about money. I don't worry about that much. It's not that I'm like a billionaire. I just don't stress about it like that. It's a choice that I make. It is a choice, right? So I heard this and I was like, holy shit. And literally in my business, I say to my husband, all right, how many people do we need to go? How much money does that cost? What are we doing with that? We got to get a staff more hours, one of our team members. Okay, how many hours is that? Okay, how much money is that? Fantastic. I want to know how much it is so then I get to create. So I will go, okay, I'm going to do this event. I'm going to invite 50 people to this event. I'm going to create this program. I'm going to sell 10 spots. And then I just start with my calculator. 1,000 times 100 people, boom, boom, boom. Okay, cool, $100,000. Done, boom. Okay, when I do that, it's gonna make that. And I just get to creating. And I wanna say to you that you also are a creator. You are creating your life. You are creating everything. So see yourself as a creative person. See yourself as the creator of all the things in your life, all the opportunities that you wanna have in your life. You create them. And so it makes me feel so abundant. It makes me feel so expanded when I think about how much power I have. If I want something, I create it. If I want something, I go for the thing to make it. Versus the scarcity mindset that's like, I don't have enough. Whoa, that's like a shift right there. I don't have enough, I just don't have the money. Okay, well if you don't have it, how can you create it? What is something that you can do to create the money? Could you work more hours? Could you find a better paying job? Could you start a side hustle? Could you build an offer that people want and then sell it to people? Another way that my husband will probably create is by cutting current expenses. So he would save his money. But I'm like, that's not creating, Hamish. He's like, yes, it is. I'm like, okay, it's a different way to create. You could cut back and save money to create more money for yourself. So you could cut back on Netflix. You could cut back on going out drinking with your friends on the weekend. You could cut back on getting your nails done. Yeah, but I like to be abundant. So I'm like, I'm not cutting back on nothing. I'm going to create something. So I'm gonna create something of value that I know people want and desire, and then I'm gonna sell it to those people. I'm gonna sell it, I'm gonna offer it, I'm gonna serve it to the people that want it. And the market goes, yes, I want that. And then demand is created. Value is created. We do a value exchange with money and this valuable thing, and bam, there's money. And if I want more, and if I desire more, I create more. I create bigger. I create grander. I create more lux, whatever it is. So I want you to think about this when you are faced with this, oh, I don't have the money for that. I want you to go, how could I create the money for that? What could I do that could help me create the money for that? That's the question. That's it. Simple question. How can I create the money for that? What's a way that I could create? If I did know, Tony Robbins, I don't know. If you did know, what would it be? Pretend you knew. What would you do? What could you do that's of value that someone would pay for? If you're in business, this is an easy question that I'm asking you. You make an offer. And you're like, I have a program. Well, baby, maybe nobody wants that program. Maybe you're not listening to what people want from you. Maybe they want something else from you that you can do. And maybe that goes well. The amount of times I've changed my offers, I was speaking to one of my clients this morning, and I was like, look, don't feel silly if you have 7,000 offers in your Kajabi. If those of you that are in business should know what that is, right? Like, you got a lot of offers because you're changing and shifting to what the market wants, and you're getting to understand your client more and understand what you want more. How do you create that? That's part of it. Maybe you work a job and you're like, I don't have a company. I don't have my own business. Fantastic. What can you do in that organization for you to create more value so you can create more money for yourself? Is there a side thing? Is there some value that you can add so you can ask for a pay rise or change jobs and move to a higher leadership position? The women that I know that have moved from working at the base level into leadership, they have created the steps for that role. I once created my own role that I made up for myself because I knew what the company needed and they knew what they needed, but they didn't have it. So I created it for them. And then I got paid for that. Make sense? So this is the turn, this is the flip, the script of money that I want you to think about. I don't have the money, so how do I create it? What can I do to create the money? That's it. It has changed the game for me, and now I identify as a creator. So when something's not going the way I want it to go, I go, I create what I want, I create what I desire. I'm not happy here, how do I change it? How do I shift it? How do I make it? And it gives me all of this, this amazing accountability to myself. And I feel like I am able to do something. I'm able to create what I desire in my life. And that's a for real straight up mantra that I believe. And I believe that what I want is coming and I'm gonna get it. Like I believe it fully. And then I just act accordingly and do what I need to do in order to attract that thing. And I allow the miracles of the universe to come whenever they come. But I'm not waiting. Does that make sense? I'm doing my work. I'm believing, I'm attracting and becoming a magnet to what I want, and miracles are gonna come and happen when I don't expect it. So let me know in the comments below, or let me know if you're listening on Spotify, or hit me up on Instagram if this resonates with you. Let me know if you use this, how it feels for you to say, I need to create it. What can I do to create it? And see how your mind starts thinking about solutions. Oof, it's the best. I love you so damn much. Have the best week and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.